and a maybe an echo or an outpouring from our great solemnity yesterday of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Today, Holy Mother Church invites us to reflect on the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. As we heard in that verse before the Gospel, that she kept the Word and pondered it in her heart. At the end of the Gospel itself, His mother kept all these things in her heart. The heart of Mary, as we have, is from the earliest days in the life of Jesus recorded in the Gospels. When the Magi came and she pondered these things in her heart, when they found Jesus in the temple and she kept these things in her heart, when they presented Jesus to the temple and Simeon prophesied that her heart would be pierced, from where we get the sorrowful heart of our Blessed Mother. As a liturgical feast, it's relatively new. Pope Pius XII made it a universal feast in the 1940s, early 50s, and originally it was the octave day after the Assumption. So it would have been in August 22nd, which is now the Queenship of Mary. After the Council, Pope Paul VI moved it to the day following the Sacred Heart of Jesus so the two hearts could be revered together. But the public devotion as a thing in itself goes back earlier than that, definitely in the 1600s. St. John Eudes, who was a great writer about the Sacred Heart of Jesus, also wrote about the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Mother. But even St. Augustine, the patron of our diocese, you know, in the end of the 300s, beginning of the 400s, would talk about the heart of our Blessed Mother, saying long before she conceived the Word in her womb, she had conceived the Word in her heart. And as the scriptures tell us, the Word was in her womb for only 9 months, but the Word never left her heart. And we seek to imitate that. So we can always ask ourselves, ask the Holy Spirit to give us some light to see how well are we keeping, how well are we pondering the Word of God in our heart? Have we conceived the Word in our heart? Are we carrying Him with us? A few days ago at Daily Mass, we had the Beatitudes from Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus tells us, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." And when we speak of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, this is what we're speaking of. Because we mentioned in Mass that day that the purity that the Church invites us to, that Jesus expects from us, goes beyond just certain body parts and certain activities that we don't participate in. It's the entirety of our being. Because when we speak about the heart, it's the core, it's the center of the person. It's the place from which we make decisions. It's not merely sentiments and feelings and affections. It's the true seat of the human person. And so by the grace of Jesus Christ, we receive in the Holy Sacraments, we have the opportunity to share in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. That's the promise. And it should be our expectation that our hearts become pure, our hearts become immaculate, so that we can keep the Word in our heart always. As we know, we live in a very loud world. Lots of noise. So what's the noise in your heart that's keeping you from hearing and pondering, keeping the Word of God? What disturbances and distractions do we allow to take up room in our heart? Do we ask our Blessed Mother for that purity of our heart so that the noise of the world doesn't crowd out the Word of God? This is what we're asking for our Blessed Mother today, that we can be like her. And just by God's providence, the readings that were assigned for this day fall on this feast day, where St. Paul tells us the love of Christ impels us, because the heart is the love. We had the reading yesterday, God is love. The Old Testament, the responsorial psalm, kind of opened that up for us, and that theme continues today. The Lord is kind and merciful. He pardons our iniquities. He heals our ills. This is the effect of the love of God. And St. Paul says, once we understand and encounter the love of God, primarily as manifest in the crucifix, that one man died for us to give us freedom, once we can appropriate that, once we can incorporate our lives into that truth, we are impelled by the love of God to share that love with others. But the prerequisite, the requirement, is that our heart is pure, that our hearts become immaculate. And that's what we ask our Blessed Mother for. On these special feast days that have special prayers assigned to them, whether it's the collect, the opening prayer, the prayer over the offering, the post-communion prayer, or the preface, the words that I pray as we go into the consecration, those words, those prayers help to teach us what the church believes and wants us to learn. So as we listen to the preface today, we have 8 qualities of the heart of Mary that we hope to imitate ourselves. We say that she has a wise and an obedient heart so that she can carry out the will of God. A new and a gentle heart, so that on that heart, the new law of the new covenant can be written. For an undivided and a pure heart, so that she was worthy to be the mother, and she will rejoice to see his face. She had a steadfast and a watchful heart, so that she could endure the sorrows that were sure to come, to endure them without fear, as she waits in joyful hope. So we pray to have a wise and obedient, a new, a gentle, an undivided, a pure, a steadfast, and a watchful heart. Ask our Blessed Mother, ask your guardian angel to help you with these qualities. And then to close, for those of you who read the reflection from today's Magnificat reflection from Pope Benedict XVI, he says that Mary turns to us and says, have the courage to dare with God. Try it. Do not be afraid of him. Have the courage to risk with faith. Have the courage to risk with goodness. Have the courage to risk with a pure heart. Commit yourselves to God. Then you will see that it is precisely by doing so that your life will become broad and light, not boring, but filled with infinite surprises. For God's infinite goodness is never depleted. O wise and obedient, new and gentle, undivided, pure, steadfast and watchful, O Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us.